Good morning, everyone. So I'm going to talk about the retention and the transfer of PPCPC in agricultural soils as affected by soil organic matter and microbes aggregate. So PPCPC include pharmaceuticals, hormones, cosmetics, and they are widely used in the world. However, their removal efficiencies in wastewater treated plants is very low. For some PPCPs, their residue concentration after the wastewater treatment could be more than 50%, so causing significant potential of environment pollution problems. So PPCPs could enter soils through reclaimed water irrigation, solid sludge land use, landfill, and livestock manure applications. So this is the soil mega aggregate joined by Dr. Julie Jastrow, a distinguished scientist at Argonne National Laboratory. So this mega aggregate contains many micro aggregates, and those micro aggregates and many tiny particles like clays are glued by soil organic matter. And as we can see, soil organic matter could modify soil surface chemistry to affect the retention of PPCPs. And also, SOM might change soil pore system to affect the transport of PPCPs and water retention. So actually, in soil system, there is a very critical relation among soil organic matter, soil pores, and the water. And so soil organic matter could change soil pore systems. And the pore structure change could control water release and retention, and the water dynamics could change the SOM turnover. So if we could understand and even quantitatively describe this SOM pore and the water feedback relation, we can optimize the farmland management such as tillage, fertilization, and irrigation. And as a result, we can achieve many good results and benefits, such as increasing soil carbon sequestration, water availability, and decreasing soil and water pollution. And we used a long-term models of soil, long-term organic fertilized models of soil. In our experiments, we found organic fertilization could increase the SOM content and promote microaggregate formation, especially manure application could increase SOM field porosities in the microaggregate. So, for example, from this table, we can see that without the manure application, only 80% of porosity in microaggregates could be filled by SOM, but one-third of porosities could be filled with SOM under middle or high-level manure applications. So this data was measured using small-angle X-ray scattering at the APS of Argonne National Laboratory. So we tested three PPCPs, this CBZ, IBP, and PPA. So because these three types of PPCPs have been detected in wastewater, soil, and groundwater, they have similar molecular weights, but their water solubility, KOW, pKa, and half-life of degradation in soils are very different. So I report the best results on sorption and desorption, and the column results on transport, and also mathematical modeling. So these results are now surprise. As we can see, as soil organic matter increase, the PPCP sorption also increase. And desorption decrease. And so this is, we also tested tested whether SOM removal could reduce PPCP adsorption. So we look at, except for these non-manured samples, all manure treated samples, after SOM removed, So PPCP absorption decreases. We remove the SOM, so combustion at 350 Celsius degree. And so, but this is so as you might have noticed that the PPCP chemistry has a big influence on their environment, on their absorption. So if we compare these three types of PPCPs, we can find IPB, ibuprofen has very low absorption but high desorption. So this is because the PPCP absorption is positively related to their pK values. And added all experimental pH 6, so IBP, because the pKa value is 4.5, it's a negative charge. And the other two PPCPs are positively charged or neutrally charged. So these are the column breakthrough curves. So we can see as the at the lower SOM level, more PPCPs could penetrate through the soil column. The SOM reduced the mobility of PPCPs in soils. So if we evaluate the overall environmental risk of three types of PPCPs, we can find CBD and BPA have relatively high environmental risks. This is because they have considerably higher mobility from these breakthrough curves we can see, and also they have a high, relatively longer half-life of degradation. For IBP, IBP's mobility is very high, but their half-life is only 14 days, so their overall environmental risk is low. So we also, these results show how SOM could influence PPCP transport. Let's look at this after, this is non-manure treated samples. This is middle level manure treated soil samples. These are high manure treated samples. So if we look at BPA and the CBD, we can see after removing SOM, more CBD and BPA could break through soil columns, indicating an increase in mobility. So, but for IBP, we got a kind of upside result because we removed the SOM using combustion method at 350 Celsius degree. So we assume this SOM removal really probably exposed more mineral surface, and IBP is it looks like IBP like mineral surface, but the other two PPCP like organic surface. And so since still there is still some PPCPs are retained in the soil columns after the flux with sodium chloride solution, we used a low surface tension solution. It's still sodium chloride solution, but with 20% ethanol, really reduced the surface tension. And so we eluted more PPCPs from soil packet column at higher SOM levels. So this means SOM plays a critical role in retaining PPCPs in soils. So we SOM plays a similar, SOM exerts a similar effect on PPCP transport in microaggregates packet columns. So and we use the traditional CDE equation to model the breakthrough curves. So for bromide as a tracer, we got a standard breakthrough curves. And but for if we compare, this is the low SOM soil, middle level SOM, high SOM level samples. So R represents retardation factor. So this, if R value is higher, that means the transport is delayed. And, so from this we can see the R value increase as SOM increase. And of course, for IBP, our values are quite similar because IBP dislike organic matter. So also we got very good modeling results for PVCP transport, so microaggregates. But compared with the bark soil, the role of microaggregates for controlling PVCP transport is relatively complicated. And as a brief summary, we can simply say dissociated PVCPs are favorable to sorb on mineral surface, but non-dissociated PVCPs are favorable to bind on organic surface. So SOM could influence the environmental behaviors of PVCPs, so SOM-PVCP interactions, mineral surface modification, and the pore system restructurings. So the question is a combination of SOM-rich surface soil and SOM-poor subsurface soil is best for reducing PVCP release to the environmental systems. So finally, I appreciate the financial support from SF China and also Dr. Chen and Dr. Qin. Thanks for your attention and welcome questions. Thank you. So could you say the question again?
The study was done under column conditions.
Column.
So if you have it under normal conditions, you have land, you have soil microbes, soil stuff, subjects are different. So that absorption and absorption loss should be different than.
Yes, you are right. So that's a good question. So definitely the under flow conditions, the for example KD values are very different, probably in order of in one order of magnitude. So it's but we usually use best results just as a preliminary result for to explain the column results. We now really rely on best results. So, but this is, please note that this is repacked soil columns. And the soil was pre-treated, so that is now the original soils. So there is still a long way to go to understand the field behaviors of PPCPD in agriculture field. Thank you.